Blog Talk Radio.
Another magnificent episode. Happy, happy hump day to everybody. We are back in the building. It's about time for, guess what? The Real Relationship Talk Show. We got a topic that you don't want to miss. A lot of people was actually asking me about it, saying I need to go in on it. The topic of discussion today is, it's about moving on. Topic, I moved on. Why can't you? How many of you ever been in a situation to where you just didn't understand why the person that you used to be with cannot move on or could not move on to someone else? Or how many of you have been that person in a relationship that for some apparent reason, you just could not move on? You know, you couldn't move on to the next person. Why is that? We're going to discuss it, because there's a lot of people out there that cannot move on and don't even know it. How do you know if you don't know if you're unable to move on? And see, we got to dissect this from a couple of different angles. We're going to be back fast, and you can say Cat in the Hat, because we got to pay some bills. Dollhouse Radio is on. So if you can just bear with me just a moment, we're going to be back with what we like to call the relationship truth, the relationship truth of today. So let's go in. The relationship truth, when we come right back, faster than you can say a cat in the hat, it's a real one.
Clap, clap,
Mad cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you. I'm fresher than you. Fresher than you. Oh.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Kenny Talk is back. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. And where in the hell have y'all been, man? All week. What you been doing? What you been doing? Have y'all been up on your game? Well, you know what? That's what the Kenny Talk experience is here for. It's here for me to put you up on game. So let's do it. We're going to start right now with what we like to call the relationship truth of the day. And for those that's joining us for the first time, the relationship truth of the day, it comes from a post that I do every single week, right? And I post it on Facebook, I post it on Instagram. Those that are not following, haven't taken the time to add us as of yet, what the hell are you waiting on, right? You can actually go to Kenny Talk at Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter, because we're going hard. You also can go to Instagram at Kenny Talk _. You can add us on Instagram, add us on Twitter, add us on Facebook. Kenneth DeMoss, that's the name. Kenny Talk DeMoss. Like that page or add us. And guess what? You too can get the relationship truth. And it's just a post that we do to provoke thought. You know, that's the goal. That's what we want to do at the end of the day. So here we go. The relationship truth of the day. It goes like this. This one that I posted the other week, right? It says, make sure I get the volume down on here a little bit. Make sure y'all can hear me clear. Yeah. So check it out. The relationship truth goes as follows. It says, now when you forgive but never forget, you heal on the surface but never heal deep inside. Wow. I'm going to read it again. When you forgive but never forget, you heal on the surface but never heal deep inside. Now, I know some of y'all might wonder, you know, Ken, why would you choose that one? Why would you choose that one today? Well, the reason I did, everybody, is, check it out. I often hear people say, man, they always say, well, you know what? If somebody hurts your feelings for this reason, if you do X, Y, and Z, to me, I might forgive you, but I'm never going to forget that you did. Or if you're in a relationship with a person and you cheat on them or you do something, do the unthinkable, you know, and they always say they may forgive you, but they're not going to forget. And the only thing I got to say about that is this particular post. When you forgive, but you never forget, you heal on the surface, but you never heal deep inside. So if you're never going to heal deep inside because you're always remembering this is like holding on to it. So holding on to it is the reason why I actually added this one on today's as the relationship truth of the day. See, people hold on to a lot of stuff. People remember a lot of stuff. People don't let a lot of stuff slide because they hold on to it emotionally, right? So for the most part, what we got to do is we got to learn that this is one of the main factors that makes it difficult to move on. I wanted to drop that on y'all here today. That's one of the main factors that make it difficult to move on. It's so, so hard to move on nowadays. Why is that? Man, I'm going to tell you why. Because there's so many people that emotionally hold on to situations that they were in. It's so many people, and I hear about them all the time. Kenny Talk, I'm so upset. I'm so frustrated. I wish, you know, it's sad that, you know, I'd like to try to be a better person to someone else. I'd like to try to get out of this terrible relationship that I'm in. See, we hear all kind of stuff like that at the Kenny Talk Experience. And we need y'all to know that we feel you. We feel where you're coming from. We do. So that's what made us do this show. We wanted to talk about moving on. So I'm going to open in, the phone lines up, 646-595-4038. That's for those that want to listen or that want to comment. Or, you know, you can do like everybody does on Facebook. Y'all hit me up if you want to respond to the relationship truth. And you know what? I probably don't get too many responses from this one because I got a whole lot of amen. I got a whole lot of people that really showed me some love on that particular post because they know it's very difficult to move on. It's so hard to move on when you're holding on to hurt, when you're holding on to what somebody did, what somebody said, how you were treated, you know, the things that they did. It's so hard to move on. And that's what we want to start the show. We want to start the show by making sure we discuss that today. I want everybody to know that the Kenny Talk Experience, what we do is we have real solutions. Well, first and foremost, real talk, real topics, and real solutions. So I'm not just going to throw around this topic tonight. Before we leave, we are going to give you some solutions. That's what we got to do. That's our mission here. Right, that's our mission statement. We're going to provide real topics, real talk, and real solutions. And sometimes some of the talk that we give, it rubs people the wrong way. But guess what? We're in the business of providing that talk that rubs people the wrong way so much until we get used to it and to the point to where it don't feel as if you're being rubbed the wrong way. So let's begin. Now, when it comes to a person moving on, there's overall three things that prevent a person from moving on. And we're going to explore those three things tonight. I'm going to talk about each one of them. Then at the break, what I'm going to make sure that we do is we're going to read our Keeping It Real letter. And that's a letter where they write in to keep it real with the situation that they're going through in a relationship. Anybody can write in. I got a special letter that I'm going to read after the break. It's coming shortly. All right. So here's the first factor that we're going to take in, that we're going to tackle. When you talk about moving on, the difficulty moving on, we're going to speak about the people where it's difficult to actually move on. And the first and foremost we're going to talk about is when you know in the relationship that the reason you're not together with that person is your fault. I'm going to let y'all marinate on that real quick. I want y'all to think about that. There are so many people that are, you know, that feel so bad or can't move on in relationships. And the reason why is, guess why? Because at the end of the day, the reason you're not together is your fault. You did it. You did it. So what say you to that? I'm gonna open the I'm going to Facebook right now. Y'all let me know. How do y'all feel? How y'all feel about that situation? You got people that are in relationships. You got people that are out of relationships, that can't really either move on or that can't really enjoy the relationship that they're in. And the reason why is because they know they were wrong in the situation, in the last relationship. It makes it so difficult to move on. So why is that? Why is that? Why is that the case? If you know you were wrong, why is it hard to move on? If you know you were wrong, why is it hard to move on? I'm going to go to Facebook. I got somebody responding to that right now. Shout out to you for listening tonight. Salute. Okay. She says that because many people feel that if they were the reason for the breakup, then they can always fix it. Okay. That's a great point. That is a great point. If you know you were wrong, then you know you can fix it. Let's say you got a guy. No, let's flip it. Let's say you got a woman that cheated on a guy. And cheating is something that this guy does not tolerate. He can't deal with emotionally. He cannot deal with you seeing someone else. And he breaks up with the young lady. When he break up with this young lady, y'all have to understand that young lady a lot of times feel that the connection that they had with that person, with this guy, at one point was so, so strong. It was so, so strong that guess what? It should overcome the wrong that she did. Now, at this particular point, he's upset, ladies. I want y'all to feel me on this. He's upset. So what I'm going to do is I might give him a little time to blow off some steam. But I'm going to make sure that I go and show him again how much we meant to each other, how strong the connection was for each other, right? And how we should be together. You should forgive me, is what she's thinking. Now, for the most part, when she does this, or while she's in the process of allowing this guy to blow off steam, whether it's 2 weeks or whether it's 2 months, in her mind, that's still her man. So let's say if a month passed and this guy is already talking to, texting, dating other chicks. In her mind, that's still her man, right? Because she realized, hey, we just going through a rough patch right now. We going through a rough patch. Everything is going to be fine. So all these girls that's trying to talk to him, y'all better stay away from him. That's my man. That's still my man. You feel what I'm saying? This is the mindset. This is the way, fellas, this is the way a woman feels on the inside when she reacts like that to you. But ladies, I want y'all to understand how y'all look on the outside. How y'all look on the outside is like a person who cannot accept the fact that it's over. Okay, and I'm on Facebook. I see it lighting up. I see some people want to talk about it. We can talk about it. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. You guys look like a person that cannot accept that it's over. But in your mind, what you're doing is you're waiting for the right time to allow him to blow off steam so you can remind him of what you two meant to each other, and still mean to each other. Okay? What you guys meant to each other so you can be back together. And the sad part about it is there's a lot of women out there that do that, right? Let's speak about it from a guy perspective. When you know you were wrong, and the biggest thing of all with guys is, of course, cheating, you know? Or sometimes, let's say if a guy put his hands on, let's take it a different level with the guy. The guy decides, well, you know what? He gets so upset one day, he puts his hands on the woman in a violent way. He chokes her. He pulls her hair. He pushes her down or whatever. He smacks her. Okay. Now, for the most part, she could go to the police. But let's say if she don't go to the police, she just decides, you know what? It only take you one time to put your hands on me, and I'm gone. That guy, ladies, I'm giving y'all some serious scenario. That guy, in his mind, he might try the same thing, or he may be feeling the same way as, guess what, as the other girl, as the girl was feeling that cheated on her man. She might be feeling the exact same way. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel? How does that look? Let's talk about it real quick. Then I'm going to go to Facebook. The guy, even though he know he did something wrong, he's like, okay, she's upset. I'm going to let her blow off some steam. But for the most part, we have a connection that's so strong that we can get through this. We can get through this situation that I put her in. It's only going to take a moment, right? I'm going to give her some time. But in that particular moment, ladies, that guy feels as if you are still his woman. You still his woman at the end of the day. Whether 2 weeks or 2 months pass, you are still his woman. So what does that look like on the outside looking in? On the outside looking in, ladies, it looks like, guess what? You are a person that cannot accept the fact that it's over. You cannot accept the fact that it's over. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you want to respond, press the 1 and so I can see you. If you want me to holler at me on Facebook, bam, hit me up. I'm finna go to Facebook right now because I see a lot of y'all want to respond to that. Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of everybody saying, you know what, they feeling it or whatever, and I appreciate it. So instead of me reading all of it, I'm just going to say, you know what, I got a lot of people that's feeling Kenny Talk on this one right here. They feel me on this one right here. And that's all good. That's what we want you to do. But I want you to do more than feel me, because I'm going to give you a solution. It's all about solutions, right? All right, so let me read what we got on Facebook. I got somebody that's disagreeing. They're saying that, she says, when it comes to a person not wanting to accept, there's a difference from wanting to fight for what you have. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with you, right? But the only difference is, sweetheart, is the perception of the person on the other end of it. The only difference, if sweetheart, and I'm going to use you as an example, the one that wrote that post. I appreciate you doing that. Let's say if you and I fell out for a reason, like let's say if you cheated on me, right? In my mind, okay, I'm done with you. It's over. I'm going to start dating other people. In your mind, you can be trying to work it out, right? But in my mind, my interpretation of that is going to be, or my perception is going to be, that you don't want to accept the fact that it's over. So that's, you're right, there is a difference, but the only difference is the perception of the person who's actually involved in it. The perception of the people that are involved with it. And I appreciate you writing that in. Let's see what else we got. All right. Okay. Okay. She's saying she feel that. Okay. I got another one saying that, guess what? They've been in that situation before. Okay. All right, so when you talk about the difficulty moving on, I need y'all to understand that. So that was one perspective right there. And I know it was kind of lengthy, but I had to break it down for you. That was only one perspective. Here's another one. Okay. The next perspective is, now we got the fact that you knew you were wrong, or you were the one that were wrong. Okay. The second one is going to be, these perspectives that I'm giving you are perspectives from the angle of people not wanting to move on, or being difficult to move on to the next relationship. You know, to that person, it makes you, or to the people on the outside, it makes you look like, guess what? You cannot accept the fact that it's over. Number two, you are afraid to be alone. You are afraid to be alone. So for the most part, I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory. A lot of people don't want to be back on that dating scene. A lot of people don't want to go back and face their families, because a lot of them, you know, you might be 30, 35 years old or whatever, and, you know, your family is always saying you don't have any, you know, you don't have a man, or you don't have a woman. What's your problem? When you finally get one, and get your family off your back, You don't want to go back empty-handed again. You don't want to go to the next barbecue, the next family get-together. So you're afraid to be alone, right? You are afraid to be alone. So what you would do is you would do anything to try to make that relationship work again. When you talk about being afraid to be alone, right, a lot of people really feel as if, guess what, if I'm not with this person, then I'm never going to meet anyone that's going to be able to put up with or deal with the things that I deal with. I mean, that I'm with. You're never going to be able to do that is what they feel. So I want to give a big shout out to everybody that might be involved in us. I mean, that can identify when they're in situations like this up front and handle it right off the top, right? Salute. Okay, so we got people that are afraid. People are afraid to be alone. It's going to be one of the big problems. So let's talk about that real quick. What else does that look like? Kenny Talk. Let's see what we got. Kenny Talk. If many people are afraid of being alone because they, and this is a guy, he says, because they know, and this kind of ties into what we were just saying, they know that they had a good thing going, and they know nobody else is going to put up with the things that they've dealt that person, or nobody else is going to put up with that stuff. A lot of people are not going to deal with it. And you know how they say you don't appreciate a situation until it's gone. You know, y'all ever heard of that? Yeah, you know what? You don't appreciate. I see you don't appreciate me until it's too late. You see, those people that are on the other end that feel that way. Those people that are like, okay, man, I used to have a woman that was so good. She used to do X, Y, and Z. Man, I used to have a man. He used to do all. You know what? They know that it's cold out there trying to find someone else that will do the things that you messed up on. And that's real talk. So we got people that are afraid to move on. Here's the third one. And believe me, these are just our three of the main ones. There's other variables that we want to take into account as well. The third one is going to be, check it out, that you feel that you can't move on. That's a perception. Some people feel like, you know what, I can't be by myself. Some people feel like I can't live without that person right there. That person was so good to me. That person did X, Y, and Z. That person completed me. I love this person. I love that person. You know, and we're at the point where you don't want to give yourself a chance. You don't want to give yourself a chance. So what ends up happening is, guess what? You're miserable. You are a miserable person. And what we want to do is we want to try to avoid all that. So I wanted to open it up first and foremost for the first half of the show to discuss those things, why people, you know, it's difficult for them to move on. When we come back from the break, I'm going to speak, when I read this letter, it's going to be 100% about a person. We're going to flip the script. We talked about the people that is difficult for them to move on. Now we're going to talk about the people that has chosen to move on, or they made the decision to do that. But guess what? They were with someone that don't want to move on. And remember, those that are just joining, you're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show, Kenny Talk. That's me. And it's called the Kenny Talk Experience, where we discuss real relationship topics, and we're happy to have you for the first time. Remember, if anyone that you know missed the show, you can have them click on the link that's on our page. Just have them click on the link, and you can listen to this show at any single time, even if you miss it live, right? And continue to send in those Keeping It Real letters, kennytalk69@gmail.com, or you can just simply send them through Facebook. We will get them, we will read them, and we will apply them to the show that's applicable. So let's keep it moving. We're going to jump into some music, a break real quick. When we come back, we got the Keeping It Real letter. After that, of course, we're going to touch on the Keeping It Real letter, and we're going to talk about some solutions. After the solutions, we're going to read, we're going to do the final thought to wrap everything up for the week, everybody. Happy hump day, and I hope you guys are ready for a safe weekend. Stay focused, keep working, because it's going down. This is Dollhouse Radio Zone, the Penny Talk Experience. And we'll be back faster than you can say cat in a hat. Yep.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, down Mavericks. My Maybach, black Maddie. Just never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can you think about me when he wax off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off. I'm feeling myself. Days of game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kitsy on fleek. Pussy on fleek. Pussy gang always keep them on deep. Rotten through Texas. Feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, Nicki, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nicki, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. He's digging that work. I got it. 36 to that real. Hanky full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby.
Lines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know. He in love with that cook. Why? Don't ever be learning. You just never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Tripping on that work. Tripping off that perk. Flipping up my skirt, and I be whipping all at work. Taking trips with all them keys. The car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee, and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas on my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go lift them hoops. No, just on this song alone. This is on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you?
Snitches.
Young Money.
Yeah, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and we are back, everybody. I need to remind everybody that Dollhouse Radio got a lot of great things going on, so make sure you visit dollhouseradio.com for a lot of different packages for local artists. You can get your music played however you want to do it. We got so many shows that air throughout the week, you know. I got all of my colleagues be putting it down. So So shout out to everybody on Dollhouse Radio. I want to say that, but right now it's time for us to jump into the Keeping It Real letter, everybody. Keeping It Real letter. And I'm going to read this real quick. This letter comes from down south Alabama, Mobile, Alabama. Salute. What's up? What's happening, Mobile? Mobile sent this in through Facebook, so shout out to her. I'm going to read this to you, everybody, real quick, and we're going to keep it real with her situation. All right. Mobile is letting us know that she had a relationship that went sour, and she says it took over a 3-year period. She said over this 3-year period of breaking up, she finally decided to move on and go her separate ways. But at the time, the person that she was with didn't seem to want to get the picture. This guy continued to text. This guy continued to pass by our home, you know, drive by, see if anybody's there. This guy, over the last year, has made attempts to try to fight people that he saw her talking to. This guy has never stopped social media stalking her. So she's at the point right now where she's embarrassed for him. She says she feels that he needs to be able to be to mature, to be an adult about the situation, and he should move on. However, she don't understand why this is difficult for him to do. She says that she realizes that she has been a strong part of his life because she helped him in a lot of ways throughout their period of being together. However, she felt like she gave him ample amount of time in order to fix his issues. Now, in the letter, she didn't say what the issues were. She says that at this point, all the way up until today, she still have problems with this guy not wanting to move on. So can you keep it real with her situation, and what kind of help could we give her on the show? All right, Mobile, Alabama, I'm so glad you wrote in. Thank you for that. And I mean, as you can see, y'all see the reason why we chose that one. All right, Mobile, let's start. Well, for the most part, Mobile, just like I heard the comedian Chris Rock say, he says that if you have been with a person for 10 years, for five of those years you guys were together, the other five you were breaking up with each other. That's what he said. So in other words, at the beginning of the relationship, it's uphill, it's moving in the right direction. When the relationship starts to go sour, it starts to go downhill. So I heard you say in the letter, Mobile, that it was over a period of 3 years where there was a lot going on, or that you guys were breaking up over a 3-year period. That's what made me think about that. But for the most part, what you have to do is, first and foremost, Mobile, you know, I'm always making sure I always say this in every situation, is you got to ask yourself, what skin did you have in the game? Mobile, you got to ask yourself, what are some of the things that you did over that 3-year period that makes him feel like over the year period that he still can win you back? Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. What are some things that happen? See, when we're with people in a relationship, you have to understand, if someone breaks your heart, hurts you, but due to the fact, Mobile, that you're not ready to let them go to move on, that you hang on to them, you send a message that what you two have is stronger than what they did. That's what you do. You send a message that is all he have to do is bring you some flowers, rub your feet, have sex with you, give you a back rub, cook you a dinner, take you out to eat, or like Kobe Bryant, buy you a big ring, or get on one knee and propose to you. Whatever it takes, if you stay with that person to allow them to do these type of things during a period where you are just simply afraid to break it off, or you or if you don't feel that you can move on from that person, if you accept all of it, then you have actually set the tone or set the environment to make that person, to make that guy continue to pursue you even when you have moved on. You did it. I need you to know that first and foremost. But I can't say if that's the truth because I don't know some of the things that you did. I can say that it's a great chance that it was your fault because you allowed it to happen over a 3-year period, the breaking up. So if the breaking up was happening over a 3-year period, that means that you weren't happy or you were slowly but surely moving away from this person. So by you not making the decision and moving on, cutting it off and moving on, you set the environment for this guy to do all these things to try to win you back. That's first and foremost. Here's another thing. A lot of people are frustrated on the opposite end. That's what I'm going to talk about right now. And I got Facebook wide open for anybody that want to respond to the Keeping It Real letter. If you want to respond to it, you can. I want to hear from you. But for the most part, when we get to the point where we are fed up and it's time to move on, a lot of us get to this point after getting all of our ducks in a row. We actually we analyze the situation. We make sure the bank account is together. We make sure we can find an apartment. We make sure that we have somewhere safe and comfortable to land for ourselves, our children, however we do it. We make sure that if we need some help from somebody, we're able to get it. We set all of it. We set everything up so when we finally say it's over, you never have to look back or you never have to worry about that guy again or that girl or from a woman's perspective, that guy again. But you don't understand what you're doing when you do that is, while you're doing all those things, getting your ducks in a row, ladies, the guy, he can sense that. So what he does is he starts to be on his best behavior. When he starts to be on his best behavior, I need you to understand this, and yet and still you don't leave, in his mind, being on his best behavior is what's making you stay because you haven't cut it off as of yet. So here's the thing. If you don't want a person to link, to hold on or to give you difficulty when you're trying to move on, then you have to be able to not allow the relationship to linger when it's already going in the wrong direction. Many of us feel like we can fight for what we have in that manner. And the only thing we end up doing is making the people on the outside looking in feel like we don't want to accept that it's over. All right. So that's a great segue into where we're going right now. I heard Richard Pryor say this on a comedy special. He said, man, a woman is cold on a man once she's fed up and it's over. R. Kelly made the song When a Woman is Fed Up. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Right? But the funny thing about it is, ladies, that it takes you a little time to get fed up because you analyze the situation without the person that you're with being in the picture. Once you analyze the situation of the man that you're with not being in the picture, if it's an inconvenient picture, if it's an unsettled picture, if it's a struggling picture, then you will stay put. You won't be fed up. You will stay. And that's a big mistake that a lot of women make. You can't be afraid to break it off right at that point. If you don't, you are setting the expectation with that guy that him bringing you flowers and being on his best behavior is what's keeping you there when in actuality you're analyzing the situation without him being in the picture and you're plotting your move. And at the end of the day, you get what you get. So that's what I wanted to drop on your head, Mobile. I appreciate you writing in. Thank you. Right? We going to jump into another aspect of people having difficulty leaving. Right? People having difficulty, moving on. Or you wanting the other person to move on. Now, here's how I said in the beginning, there are a lot of people that have moved to different relationships, but in actuality, they still haven't moved on from the last relationship. Can you talk? What in the hell do you mean by that? You are in a position where you got out of a relationship and you got into another one. And when you got into this new relationship, here's what happened. You find yourself still looking at social media. You're posting pictures of your new relationship. You're posting pictures of you being out on dates, out on cruises, or out of town, or going to the movies with bae. And it's like you find yourself doing this. You find yourself posting things on Facebook about move out with on to the next. You find yourself doing so much of this because the person that you're referring to is one of your friends or your social media friend. And you do this just so they can see it. You find yourself making those kind of statements, you know, just so they can see it. I want her to see that I'm happy now. I want her to see that she hurt my feelings, but I still found happiness. I want him to see that I found happiness without him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel this way, you have not moved on as of yet. You have not moved on, and Kenny Talk said it, right? Or you got the situation to where you want to see that other person hurt like you hurt. I said that once in a relationship group, okay? And I got somebody just hit me on Facebook. They said, when you deliberately try to hurt the person, you haven't moved on. And that's a true statement. When you want to see that person hurt for whatever they did to you, you know, when you feel like you got to have that kind of closure, you have not moved on. And it's a sad thing, right? People say, I want to respond. I got somebody that says, they sent me this. They says, a person who truly loves you will never let you go or give up on you, no matter how hard the situation is. Now, I made sure I sent this back out. And I put hashtag moving on. Because, see, remember, fighting, because just like the young lady said earlier, the difference between not giving up, never letting go, right, no matter how hard the situation is, the difference between that and not being able to accept the fact that it's over is the perception of the person that you feel that way about. So, if I say a person who truly loves you will never let you go or give up on you, no matter how hard the situation is, that can be interpreted as a person who can't accept no for an answer. That can be interpreted as, guess what, a person who can't move on. If I truly love you, I'm not going to let you go. And the woman will be looking at Kenny Talk like, or be looking at me like, but damn, it's over. I don't love you anymore. I'm on to the next. But you're telling me that you truly love me, so that's the reason why you're never going to let me go. Wow. Another thing that makes it difficult to move on, and we're going to get ready to wrap this thing up, everybody. I'm giving you solutions. Another thing that makes it difficult to move on is how a lot of women get into relationships, how a lot of guys allow themselves to get into relationships. I shared this post, a young lady she actually posted a video, and this is so funny, and I need everybody to feel me on this one. She posted a video, right? This video, she was on there talking about guys that find themselves in relationships with chicks that they didn't want to be in up front. Now, what does that look like? She says, it starts, and this is what she said in the video, and this is how I'm going to connect it to being able to move on. Now, when a lot of women accept the fact when they meet a guy for the first time that he's not ready to rush into a relationship. And what they end up being is what a lot of people call or consider a cut buddy or a fuck buddy. You know, somebody that, you know, we're just having sex and having a good time. No strings attached, none of that. The guy says that, or the girl says that, because, I mean, it happens. So you know what ended up happening? This is the scenario she gave. When you routinely go have sex with this young lady, you go from just having sex with her to small talking with her on the bed to you go from having sex with her and leaving to hanging out chilling. And if you're hanging out chilling, you might start watching TV with her. You start watching TV with her, you're going to start watching movies with her. You start watching movies with her, you're going to find yourself falling asleep over there. If you find yourself falling asleep over there, you're going to find yourself spending the night. If you find yourself spending the night, you're going to find yourself having sex and spending the night. Now, what you just did was change the game because you're sending a different message. Now, this message that we send when we consistently keep going back to have sex with people we tell we're not ready for relationships, you show them something different. And they said, oh, well, I know he said he didn't really want a relationship, but I look up and lo and behold, that's what we have. Because if you're sleeping over there, then you're going to start eating over there, right? So if you're eating over there and sleeping over there and having sex over there and hanging out over there and watching movies over there and talking over there, you are in a relationship, right? So what ends up happening is what makes it difficult to move on, ladies, is when you fall for those type of behaviors, those actions, when you accept the fact that you're in a loving relationship that start from that, it's going to be hard for you to let go of it and move to the next because you're putting it in your mind as if you're in a strong relationship. Wow. People who have been single for a long time are the hardest to love. This is on Facebook. They have become so used to being single, independent, and self-sufficient that it takes something extraordinary to convince them that they need you in their life. Well, if you allow this to do that to you, then you really haven't moved on. You haven't allowed it, you haven't let it go to where you can move on. So, shout out to everybody listening today. It's about that time for what I like to call the final thought. What is the final thought, Kenny Talk? Well, the final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together for all of the listeners out there. So the weekend is almost here, so I want y'all to hold on out there. It's coming. Big shout out to everybody that listened tonight. Shout out to Mobile for writing in. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, man. So now, let's do it. It's the final thought. Man, I love what I do. I love what I do. The final thought is as follows. There's a thin line between fighting for your relationship and the inability to move on. Now, we find ourselves feeling sorry for those who hold on even after the thrill may be gone. We do. When you look back at all that you have put your lover through, you didn't listen or pay attention to the signs. After realizing that you were the one that made the mistakes, you can't accept them leaving you behind. Now, they say when a woman is fed up with the person that she is with, you can tell because she completely shuts down. She would turn ice cold when she has secured a safe place to land where she will be all right with you not around. Now, many of us see marriage as a religious, spiritual connection that to give up on is much like a sin. We hope for great grandmama and great granddad type of relationships, and how they have stood through thick and thin. So what is that saying is that we're hoping for that type of relationship, how it stood the test of time through thick and thin. We look at marriage as being, guess what? Something spiritual, something religious. And it's taboo to get a divorce. So we hold on to it and we fight. But at the end of the day, guess what? If it's over, it's over. Are you a person that's in that situation where it's difficult to move on? Are you the person that's trying to move on, but you were with someone that's not? If you are that person that's trying to move on and don't understand why the other person can't, you have to ask yourself, what did you do to set that expectation? What did you do to make that person feel like that's all they got to do is hug and kiss on you and be real, real nice, play nice, and you'll stay with them? You have to take some responsibility for it. That's a solution. We're here every Wednesday night, everybody, 7:30. We're going to keep on doing it because we're helping out a lot of people. So I want to give a shout out to Mobile for sharing. Mobile, you don't know how many people that you help when you do that. But we want everybody to know that we appreciate you. Everybody, shout out to Mobile. All right. It's about the time to wrap it up. We'll be back next week with another great episode. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. Salute to all of the fellas that listen. Give me love. To all the ladies out there, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show. We on. We gone. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Salute.